this is Max from the Arkells, and you're listening to Rick Lee on Sonic 102.9.
Describe your surroundings. Whereabouts are you there, Ben?
I'm just visiting my folks right now. They live in Toronto.
So, cool.
I'm just going, making the rounds, seeing my friends before we hit the road. You know, where we have a really busy November, and we're going to be in the States and in Europe and then back to Canada and then back to the UK. So it's kind of a crazy time. But, going to a couple of Halloween parties tonight and tomorrow. I'm excited about that.
Are you allowed to tell us what you're dressed up as or going to be dressed up as? Or
I'm going to be a pirate one night. and then I think I'm going to go with my girlfriend as like Don Draper and a mistress.
No way. There you go.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you're not going to be handing out treats, or do you live in a place where you can hand out treats to kids, I guess? Or
yeah, you know, I do live in a residential neighborhood. I just got a house. And there should be some kids in the neighborhood. I've already bought some of the candy, but most of the candy's gone. This is what happens if you try to buy it like a week in advance and you crack it open. You might have to go back to the store and buy another box if you don't have any self-restraint like me.
If you have a good costume when you're trick-or-treating, I think you're allowed to trick-or-treat, right? Maybe your Don Draper costume is good enough to go trick-or-treat.
Yeah, you know what? If you're putting in the effort, why not, you know?
Yeah.
You like the candy and you want to get some. You know, all the power to you.
Max, you were mentioning about a tour. I think we're allowed to talk about this. You guys are coming back to Edmonton, correct?
Yeah, so the big announcement is, we've been patient with unveiling the Canadian tour. When we put on Michigan Left, I think we toured it 2 weeks after the record came out. But this time around, you know, we wanted to be able to go outside of Canada, play as much as we could, get the material sounding amazing live, and then do, you know, the big Canadian tour, after it's been out for maybe 4 or 5 months. So, yeah, we're going to be coming through Edmonton in February.
Wow.
And, we're really, really excited to come back to Western Canada.
What kind of memories do you have of Edmonton? Why does Edmonton resonate with you as the band with Arkells?
Oh, well, I think our first visit to Edmonton was back in 2008. We actually did a show with the Black Crowes in Edmonton and Calgary. Winnipeg, Edmonton, Calgary, I think, were three dates back in 2008. The following summer, the next summer after that, we played at the Capital X. I forget what they were calling it back then, but we played, and it was in the middle of this like crazy hurricane. I don't know if you recall this.
That's right, because I was actually there. I was emceeing your show.
Okay, right. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was, we played, and we got through our set, and then a band, Pilot, was playing after us. We were at the merch table signing like T-shirts or whatever, and people were like clearing out of the park. The band had to stop playing. The stage looked like it was about to collapse. The people were not leaving the merch area because they really wanted to get their CD signed. And we're like, get the hell out of here, please. this can wait. There's a disaster on our hands.
That was hilarious because my girlfriend at the time, we were trying to find shelter, and I was like trying to be the brave guy. So I ran her over to that merch table, but that was the worst place to be in because there's the metal poles that are holding up this merch table. And
flying everywhere. Yeah. You know? Like the huge, 40-foot stage wasn't in good shape, so the little dinky merch area definitely wasn't going to be any help either.
Where did you end up running to during that time? Or did
we had a trailer, which was pretty secure. So yeah. I think we just hid out in there.
Good stuff. Now, 2 months after the release of High Noon, how do you think this will play out for the album to correspond with the concert that you're having with a more intimate venue, I guess, like Union Hall?
We haven't played Union Hall. You know, the last 2 times we've come through town and did a club show was at Starlight, so I'm really excited to check out a new room in Edmonton. Mm-hmm. It's really exciting. You know, we're just about to launch the second single. You know, Come to Light seemed to have a ton of legs, and I think the label, Universal, was expecting to, start servicing the new single like back in August, but people kept on playing Come to Light, and we were really grateful for that support across the country. But since the record's come out, I think the tune it seems to be at the top of the heap when it comes to like fan reaction, and we've got like kind of an incredible reaction from everybody about the record. We're really excited for how it's been received. But the one at the top of the heap is Leather Jacket, and it's fall. People are layering their hoodie with a leather jacket. I think it all makes sense that, the song comes out now and then we come through in the winter. But, I do think that if we're in February in Edmonton, people probably should be wearing parkas, not leather jackets.
Weezer did kind of, is that how bands pick their next single? I know Weezer on their Facebook page, they got their fans to pick their next single. Is it by what the fans want, or is it by what you guys think is good, or is it what the record label wants, or is it a combination of all three?
I think it's a kind of combination of things. I mean, with the, when it comes to choosing like the first single, you kind of have to go with the gut, like the gut feeling from the label, because you know they have a lot of experience when it comes to the world of radio and what people seem to like. And for us, we're usually pretty indifferent because we like all the songs pretty equally. We're always kind of curious to know what a professional has in mind. And then with the second single, you can, and because the record's usually out by the time the second single comes out, you can really sort of, just see the band live and see, which song people, go nuts for at the show. And I think for us, it's like that song, 1111, Cynical Bastards, and Never Thought This Would Happen. Those seem to be sort of obvious next in line choices. And so we're really excited. We just filmed the music video for Leather Jacket.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about that. Where did you film it?
No, we actually filmed it in Hamilton. Actually, I agreed to film the house party scene in my house. So when that video comes out in a few weeks, that you'll be looking at my living room. And I invited my friends over. We needed extras, so they happily came over, and the production company fed them beer and kept them around until 11 p.m. on a Saturday night, and then they went out and hit the bar. But the video, the trick with this video is that it's going to be interactive. It's going to be choose your own adventure a little bit, depending, like, there'll be various points throughout the video where you can go one way or the other, and we kind of filmed alternate endings. Yeah. It's sort of like this dramatic, kind of cinematic, Fargo-esque piece. There's, like, a henchman, and, we get to try out our acting chops a little bit. So it should be fun. It's funny with when you make music videos, you don't know how they're going to turn out until you see it. You got to kind of put your trust in the directors that they're going to, edit it well, and it's all going to make sense.
Now, Max, was your house still in one piece after this, or?
It's sort of. It actually, the production crews, I think, are pretty used to having to, restore houses that they've taken over. But it was funny because I, for whatever reason, I sort of assumed that there'd only be a few people, in the house, for filming. But there's probably about 25 people on set. So, and they really make the place their own. And we had to do a thing, a lot of the scenes, the filming was done in the evening. And so outside the house, there's all this lighting contraptions that were scaling the side of the house and out front, and there's a generator being run. So my poor neighbors had no idea what the hell was going on. And so I had to kind of text and call them saying, oh, this is just going to be for one night. Hope you don't mind. And everybody was cool. And actually the cops showed up at one point.
What?
Because they needed to, I guess what happens is, if there's going to be a scene with a gun, which there was because of a henchman in the music video, the production company will preemptively call the police department to let them know that there's a fake gun on set. And this will, probably in the past, there's been a little old lady, across the street seeing a guy with a gun and just calls the cops, and then there's a SWAT team that shows up. So this way, you get the cops there first, you let them know, they sign off on everything, and then you can carry on.
Were you hoping to get the cops in the music video as well, or no?
No, but Tim and Anthony, they play detectives, and they look pretty cool. They look like they're on CSI or something. So,
oh, that's cool.
They like playing the role as a detective.
Yeah. For Choose Your Own Adventure, you mentioned this. I'm guessing you read the books, too. Were you one to flip ahead and cheat your way through Choose Your Own Adventure, or no?
I never really got into that as a kid, weirdly enough. I have no comment on that.
That's good stuff. We're so much looking forward to seeing you here. A lot of fans are waiting for you. With the album being dropped, we were just hoping for an announcement for a show, and now it's finally happening here. So this is going to be great. What a great way to start off the new year, too, in February.
Yeah, no, we're really excited. And actually, the other thing I should probably mention is the Arcade Fire had this really cool idea where a dollar from every ticket goes to a charity of their choice. It's called Plus One. So we're doing that for this tour, and we've chosen a charity called Partners in Health that helps with medical infrastructure in developing countries, and specifically Africa in our case. So they do great work on the ground with people from Africa just to make sure that the infrastructure and systems are in place that people can receive treatment.
Yeah.
So every dollar from every ticket for the whole tour is gonna go to that charity. So cool. We're really excited about that.
How did you connect with that charity?
We spoke to, it's funny, there's a girl named Marika who works with the Arcade Fire. They seem to have a whole charity division because, they're very, philanthropic in their live shows and all the kind of extracurricular things that band does. And so she, we connected with her, and we kind of gave her a few ideas with, like, you know, things that the band really cared about, and then she suggested a few because she's a lot more experienced in that world, and then we kind of went back and forth, and we ended up choosing Partners in Hell.
Perfect, Max. Hey, sports-wise, are you following basketball, or are you baseball?
Oh, I was at the Raptors game last night, my friend.
Yeah, and how would that go?
Like, oh, it was awesome. You know, I'm a huge Hoops fan, so I'm really excited. It's, you know, back in my life. It's actually, you know, sports is generally like sort of the perfect distraction from, you know, from music, which, and I love music, and I'm so happy and grateful that it's my full-time job. But, you know, when you want to get away from it and not think about, you know, for a couple hours, it's really good to tune in or argue with your friends about, you know, who's a better team or whatever.
Yeah. Do you think the Raptors will continue on their success from making the playoffs last year or two?
Yeah, you know, I think so. You know, things are looking good. And, you know, I kind of like it that they're a little under the radar within the league. You know, people are talking a lot about in the Eastern Conference, obviously Cleveland, they're talking about Chicago, they're talking about, you know, Charlotte, Miami, but no one's really talking about the Raptors too much. Everyone assumes they're going to make the playoffs, and I really think they could be, you know, a top three seed in the East. And you know, the team's, you know, been playing together for a few years. Everybody's a year older and that much more confident. So, yeah. You know, and Kyle Lowry is just an amazing point guard, and he's such a leader for our team. I'm really happy that we got him.
Max, one more question. I know this might be left field, so I might as well just ask you this whole Gian Gomeshi thing. I know you're friends with him. What's your whole take on this? Like, not to get into details, but how things are being perceived through the media, and is it tough to see your friend go through this?
Yeah, of course. You know, I say it's a little sensitive only because you know, the whole situation is pretty sad and tragic. You know, I think for everybody involved in one way or another. But you know, we share the same agent, and at this time it'd probably be irresponsible for me to say anything in particular. Just
totally.
Yeah, so I prefer not to. But obviously, I'm feeling, you know, for everybody involved. Yeah, it's just really, really unfortunate, you know, the way this is all rolled out. And, you know, I guess all we can do is just wait and learn more and try to be compassionate, you know. And that's the only thing we can really do.
Your cover of Psycho Killer with him is still incredible.
Yeah, it is. That is a good tune. Talking about some new covers for the tour. We've been having an email chain in going back and forth within the band about what's next.
Oh, really? Is that how you guys do that, to figure out what covers to play during on tour, or how do you
decide
that?
Yeah, well, we sort of talk about it in the van, or if we're not on the road, we'll, you know, everybody will kind of sending songs around to each other, and then we'll get together and play them. And usually some songs just make sense quickly, or some of the songs are just, you know, don't feel quite right for us to cover. So we got a few ones that we're looking forward to trying, you know, before we play some shows.
Is there one cover where you wanted to play but you just can't do it?
Couldn't figure it out.
Yeah,
there's probably been a few. I'm trying to think. What was one? You know what? We covered Modern Love by Bowie.
Oh, wow!
Which is an awesome song. It's weirdly complicated. One thing to listen for is there's some songs that are incredibly popular and everybody knows the words to, but are, like, weirdly musically complicated and, frankly, like, a pain in the ass to learn, or just, like, there's too much room for error when it comes to executing it live. And I suppose if you have enough time, you can learn any song. But so that's what I'm usually listening for. If there's going to be something a little quirky that's going to, you know, throw off the party, then we might scrap it. And Modern Love has a few weird time things and changes, like chord changes that are just, like, you know, gave us all a bit of a headache, and it was just too stressful playing the song. Because when you play a cover song, you just kind of want to have a great time, right? Yeah. So, but maybe we'll come back to that one day.
What about the opposite, where you thought that you couldn't do it, but then all of a sudden it turned out so well, and you're like, holy crap, that was awesome.
You know, the song we covered this summer a little bit, and it requires a duet, so we haven't been able to do it that often, is Ain't No Mountain High by Marvin Gaye.
Good
and
for
Terrell.
You.
Yeah, and that song is one of my favorite songs of all time, and it has a weird, crazy key change in the bridge, and the last chorus goes up a tone, and it's just like those weird chords, and rhythmically it's kind of interesting, but the guys pulled it off, and I didn't even have to play anything, I just sang it, but that song, I was really impressed with the way it all came together, and we sang it. A few occasions we sang it with Ashley from Hey Ocean at a show in Ottawa in the summer, and it was incredible.